In Russia's Far East, on Sakhalin Island, native populations are getting involved in politics like never before. They're protesting big international oil companies. Shell and Exxon are among them. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
The hamlet of Vieni is a tiny cluster of about a dozen run-down houses perched on a hillside overlooking Nizhny Bay, which is covered with ice much of the year. The people here are ethnic Nevs, one of the tiny indigenous groups on Sakhalin Island. 64-year-old Lydia Muvchik lives in a cluttered rundown house with three relatives and a bunch of chickens. Muvchik had never been politically active. But earlier this year, she and 200 other natives blocked off Sakhalin's main road here. They were protesting because a group of international oil companies, led by Shell, put a warehouse and construction equipment over the Neves' native burial ground next to the village.
We told the workers this was our burial site. Without even asking any permission, they started tearing everything up and destroyed everything. They brought all sorts of stuff, all kinds of steel.
After the protest, the oil companies quickly removed the equipment. They claim the incident was a misunderstanding. But the scandal is only one of the gripes against the multinationals. Two things have always figured prominently in the life of the Neves: dogs and fish. The Neves historically have kept large amounts of dogs as sled animals to pull through the deep snows here. Lydia Muvchik owns 22 of them. She's always fed them fish meal, and fish is the mainstay of the Neef diet. But lately, Muvchik says, there are less and less fish in the waters off Sakhalin, and sometimes they have a strange taste.
Two or three times my kids have brought fish home, and when we started to boil them, they started to stink of oil. In time, all of our fish will probably stink of oil.
The natives here believe the new offshore oil developments are responsible for the decline in the quantity and quality of the fish, though some experts believe overfishing could also be to blame. The energy companies are also building pipelines underneath Sakhalin's riverbeds rather than above ground. The companies say the practice is used around the world and is safe. But David Gordon of U.S.-based Pacific Environment asserts the pipelines could disturb hundreds of streams that salmon use for spawning.
We believe these oil projects that Shell and Exxon are doing shouldn't move forward, and they certainly shouldn't get U.S. taxpayer financing through the Export-Import Bank until they meet best environmental and social standards, and they still have a long ways to go to do that.
David Greer, who heads the $10 billion Shell-led Sakhalin II oil and gas consortium drilling here, says the group takes the environment very seriously. Greer says it's ironic that the foreign firms are the main target of environmental concerns. Soviet and Russian oil companies have been notorious polluters here. Their onshore drilling projects on the northern part of Sakhalin have left pools of oil leaking into the ground.
I think you'll get quite a surprise when you see the state of some of the existing oil facilities on this island. It's sad. If everyone worked to the same common standard, there wouldn't be an issue there.
But environmentalists say the multinationals should not compare themselves to dubious Russian practices. Already, the Shell-led consortium has been forced to relocate a planned sea pipeline to avoid an area where endangered gray whales breed. Native groups on Sakhalin want much more. They recently elected a new council and demand studies into how the oil projects are impacting native communities, as well as financial compensation for damages. Council Chairman Alexei Limanzo says native peoples should also address broader political questions.
Russia's native peoples must realize it's time to fight for the rights to our land. Without that, we will have no future. Native peoples have no property rights. Even on our own lands, we are nobody.
Limanzo wants the Russian government to recognize the rights of indigenous groups like the Neves to control how their historic lands are used. Such a political drive would have unprecedented and far-reaching consequences, since there are dozens of native peoples in Russia who could demand the government give them more autonomy. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, on Russia's Sakhalin Island.